The Ticket.
The Ticket.
Okay, sorry, I had to sprint back from the recording studio. Woo! It's a long run down that hallway, let me tell you.
Oh!
Remaking another movie?
Yeah. Yeah, we're making Surrounded 2. We're very excited.
Man, you're awesome.
Okay, so Donovan Lewis joins us right now.
Hello, Invasion.
Hi, Donnie.
Hey, Donnie.
Are we doing trifecta early?
We're not. We're not doing trifecta today at all. We have too much breaking news. But one thing we need to get to is something that we talked about on The Birdhouse, which is every Wednesday at 11:30 on Donovan's show, The Invasion, with Maddie. So, as you guys know, we're in for a winter hellscape coming tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
Late afternoon. Well, I know. I mean, pros like you are used to it. But mere weather peons like us are not. And so one of the questions we asked, and now the temperature is supposedly dipping even lower from a wind chill perspective, where it looks like for a 48-hour period, we're looking at -5, -10, something like that. So the question that we asked Donovan, and we need to ask all of us, if I had a suitcase that had $5 million in it, and I handed it to you, and I said, you need to survive outside for these 60 hours of -10 wind chill. Go. Now, we're going to give you boots, pants, thermals, hat, gloves, everything. But we're going to basically drop you off like in the White Rock Lake thicket. And you have to survive for those 60 hours. Could you do it? And you can't go to, you have to stay there. You have to survive there.
For $5 million?
Well, Donovan says he would be home within 10 minutes.
So I can't Austin Street Center for the Homeless?
No.
Well, first off, the $5 million I don't think was a part of it. You're just saying, can you just survive out there? And I'm saying, no. Because you just said, well, just dig a hole and just make a shelter. With what?
Right.
You have no clue what you're... So you can mean you can sit out there for 60 hours in this terrible, terrible cold, and you're just fine.
No, I'm not saying it's going to be easy. I'm saying it's going to be difficult, but could you do it? Or would you just be a frozen corpse within, saying, like, one day?
So you're saying you can't acquire anything?
No.
You can't build a fire?
Yeah, you can. I'll give you, like, a lighter.
Okay, well, that changes the narrative. You didn't give me anything.
Corby, if I have a lighter, this is not a problem.
All right, no lighter then. Just survive.
A coat, gloves, boots.
What are you, Bear Grylls over there?
No, but there's plenty of wood.
Corby, you give me a lighter, I've been fine for weeks.
Well, if you said 60 hours.
I'm a scunny.
You said 60 hours. You didn't say the rest of my life in Siberia.
No lighter. No. It's just you. And there's no sleeping bag either. You can't have like a 0-degree bag.
And a box of Duraflames.
Yeah. with a portable chimney.
Can't have any of that.
A Tauntaun.
Could you do it?
Do I have a Tauntaun?
Or would you, after 6 hours, be like, I'm done. I can't do this.
Like, are you monitoring us the entire time?
Yes, of course.
So if we pass out and we're about to die, you can have a med unit.
Yeah, it's like
Pluribus.
We'll have a helicopter drop in and save you. But
we have suitable gear.
Yeah.
We have like graded gear for this type of life.
Yeah.
I think this is a highly inappropriate hypothetical because there are really people out there that are going to have to deal with this weekend, and you're making light of it.
Yeah. I'm not making light of them.
My God.
I'm really not.
Did you order a high horse? Was it our family time?
I picked it up at the stock show and rodeo yesterday.
I got to tell you, give me the gear and we have to validate the $5 million, but I think this can be done.
Oh, I think so too.
I think you'd be miserable because you would probably have to stay moving and you would make yourself a little crazy with no sleep and you're just trying to stay active and now
imagine doing that for 60 hours.
No, it sounds bad,
don't have food or anything.
But that's
so you have a charger for your phone?
No, Dave. What are you gonna watch? Heated rivalry?
Yeah.
Over and over again.
I can watch it like 10 times.
Will you at least sign me on to HBO Max? I think that I mean, it wouldn't be pleasant. I would need the next week off of work, but I think it could be done.
Yeah, to repair your frostbite.
Yeah, $5 million. Well, I have the gear. I have the gear, though.
I know, but I mean, that's not a guaranteed deterrent from all things happening.
Your nose is still going to fall off.
You have a coat. You have on boots. You have, like, that gear. It's like, again, like, you don't have a tent, sleeping bag, or
no,
anything.
But, like, a ski mask and proper gloves and so forth.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you just start running?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, for $5 million, yes, I would give it a shot.
Which direction would you run?
I think 60 hours.
Well, you're basically...
You're just running around the lake until for 60 hours straight?
You're at White Rock Lake, and you can't leave. So that is your life right there for 60 hours.
Plenty of firewood.
You're trying to catch rabbits.
Can you make a fire?
Yeah, I was in scouts.
Yeah, God.
Do you? Yeah.
Man, I love the irrational confidence of the hard line. That's great.
Do you have, like,
you guys can do anything?
Do you have quest bars, or do you have to catch rabbits and bite their heads off?
The second your toes started getting a little coldy, you'd be like, oh no. Oh God.
Well, set it up. I'm going to need the $5 million.
Yeah, well, you'll get it. And you have to... Who's
bankrolling this?
I don't know.
Corby knows billionaires.
He knows billionaires, but no one's going to fund his hypotheticals.
You have it with you in a little satchel the whole time, your money.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So
I have to guard it against the other homeless?
Well, they're just going to publicize that I'm holding $5 million.
Right. It's like the running man. This man is hiding with $5 million.
Run!
I just want to see him, like, as coyotes have ripped him to shreds and there's just money all over the place.
Yeah. What was...
No, he still has the arm with two fingers and is still holding on to the suitcase. Like, everything else is gone off his body.
What was that great movie? Was it called A Simple Plan?
Yes. Great movie. Billy Bob Thornton.
There's a tinge of that in this hypothetical.
Yeah.
Where the money makes you irrationally crazy. And obviously by the end, you have regrets of the money-based decisions you've made.
Yeah. All right. So, Donovan, you're out. You're out.
Neither one of you would make it 8 hours.
No. I don't think I could do it. I think I would try, though.
Don't doubt me.
I would definitely try. Would you try, Dave?
No, I'll just maintain my debt. It's fine.
Donnie, would you even try?
No, you don't even look my way for that. I am out.
All right.
Well, none of you get to come to the Victory Pizza Party.
I know.
After I get it done.
I know. And I've spoken to some people. This is tax-free, so you're set.
In.
All right. Let's set him up tomorrow night. We dump him off at 7 p.m. at the lake.
And well, I want to
be tweeting by midnight.
I have to time the 60 hours up so I get the most daylight, so we might have to start at dawn.
That's not how it works, no. Bob.
All right, Donnie, thank you very much. We'll talk to you soon. All right, we'll see you. There he goes, Donovan Lewis from The Invasion.
Coming to you live.
It is 3:37 here on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. This is the Hardline 5.0. We is here today on this Thursday. We is here today on this January 22nd, live in studio, back from Fort Worth after a jaunt through the stock show and rodeo, where we did not buy the horse, the stuffed horse that Bob thought was $30.
Yeah.
In fact, it was.
I did price check it for my young boy, and it was out of my price range.
It was like 300 and something?
Yeah, I think stock show price was 340, online price 440.
And this was about a 2 foot stuffed horse.
Yeah, like a very sturdy stuffed animal on wheels.
You could sit on it.
Yeah, it was like a horse that you could tool around the house on.
I'm interested in what is your limit.
$30.
Because back in the day when I would hear like, oh, we got to get this for him. And I'd be like, why? This is a 3-day toy that we're spending $300 on.
I mean, he does. Young Wells does have a horse. I told you guys.
Yeah, not a real one.
Not a real one. It's a plastic.
Although I want him to have a real one.
I know. It was a plastic.
Why don't you get him a horse, Dave?
It was a plastic rocking horse, but you could take the bottom off and it had wheels. And so he uses that to roll around
the scoot.
House. Yeah.
Bottom. You know, let Uncle Bob and bottom. Uncle Corby, old Uncle DJ, creepy Uncle DJ that you're really not sure anything about. Let us buy him a horse.
Okay. A real one?
A real one. You just put in the yard back there.
All right. Not this weekend. Can't leave your pets outside.
We'll get him a bag of oats, like egg.
Just like, oh, you watched it.
I did.
And?
I can't wait to see episode 2.
Isn't it everything that Game of Thrones isn't?
I think it's excellent so far. I think before it's completely labeled great, let's see a couple more, but that's a very exciting debut episode.
When's the last time that you watched an episode of a TV show where you're like, man, I kind of like everyone in this show?
Yeah, it's a good group, man. In fact, our dude from The Gentleman is awesome.
Oh, I love that guy.
Crazy man. What's his name?
Lionel Baratheon.
Well, yeah, his actor name.
I don't know his real name.
But
I love that guy.
That is two shows in a row, and I'm sure there's many more where he just plays the crazy-eyed guy who might do anything.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Did you watch it with the wife?
No, I watched it on the bike today.
Did you?
But
were
I'm going to pitch it
by
to
the
her.
First scene in the.
That was funny. Yeah. Yeah. Shocking funny. Yeah. I think she might like it.
I did.
For some reason, incest was really a deal breaker for her. Right.
Sometimes
off the
that
bat.
Could be, regardless, incest could be a deal breaker.
Yeah.
And that was episode 1 of original GOT.
Like 10 minutes in.
Yeah.
That was
so
my,
this shock value is less shocking than that shock
way
value.
Way less shocking.
When the original Game of Thrones was being pitched by everybody that was here watching it, and they were telling that, I'm like, so you're just watching a show that's based on incest? And they're like, yeah, but it's so much more.
Right.
But it's based on
it's incest plus.
Everything that happened in that show was based on the first scene of brother and sister doing it.
Yeah.
Everything.
Boy, they love to do it, too.
God, it's so gross.
But I did watch A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms with the wife last night, and she enjoyed it.
Okay, good.
She is as well anxious to see episode 2. Golly, I didn't even take DayQuil today.
Do you feel better?
No.
Oh, no. All right, well, let's make Dave feel better today and do the helpline.
The hard line. The show based on incest.
214-520-HELP. The Hardline Helpline.
Ready by?
The Good Feet Store Milestone Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, Electrical, and more.
Well, as we all prepare for winter tomorrow, help. Our 3-day winter that everybody's freaking out about.
The Hardline Helpline.
I don't feel.
The Hardline Helpline.
I should say I feel bad for this guy. Hardline, I feel hardline, really hardline, bad for this guy because. Not so much the guy, but the wife, the wife's family, the potential wife, I guess, because this fella has a big event on Saturday.
Good evening, fellas. My wedding is this Sunday in the middle of Icemageddon Part 2. I would love to know if any of y'all's weddings had any craziness attached to them, because I'm freaking out a little bit. All right. Y'all have a good one. I appreciate the help.
First off, would you cancel your wedding if...
I would never schedule my wedding for Championship Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm just going to throw that out there. Are you home from the war or something?
I think a lot of times, though...
It's venue
dependent.
It's based
on the church, dude. You can't... It's like, if you don't do it now, then you got to wait another 6 months. And church sucks.
Yeah, as far as...
There's
like,
a bye week next week.
As far as canceling or postponing, there's so many moving parts with vendors and deposits and...
Oh my God!
But I mean, I'm just saying,
they might coming in.
They might be screwed.
Okay, I don't want to lose the plot here, but I am just
quit
saying.
Quit focusing on football.
I am just saying, even if you don't care about football, nobody at your wedding wants to miss the championship games to go to your wedding.
Not everybody watches sports, Bob.
But many do.
Maybe it's Sunday night,
And it's already
How
over
are you
with.
Guys defending this? You're just taking the other side.
No,
you
know
you're getting sidetracked.
But, yeah, you are.
You know he's
that's
made
not
it.
That's point. Not his question.
That's not the point. God.
God.
You should go to this guy's wedding.
Everybody who is going to his wedding is cheering me on and booing you.
We all know that it's a bad decision to do it, but a lot of times it's based on the church and you can't get out of it and so on and so forth. Or the woman. Yes, Ham. Okay, so first off, I don't remember exactly what went on with all the crap in our wedding as far as cake and humans and people that you're spending money on and deposits and all that. It would suck to cancel it, but what if we're in this situation where there's a couple inches of ice on the road and they're like, just, you can't drive anywhere. What do you do? Do you get married? Do you still do it?
I don't know. I mean, and there's probably a lot of people that are just like, I would love to be there, but I can't drive right. My family on these roads. I'm not going to do it.
No, I would love to know where the wedding is.
All the flights coming in and leaving. And
even if they live, let's say somebody lives in Fort Worth and they're coming to Dallas or vice versa. It's just, that's a lot to ask. I feel for you, man.
My daughter has her.
But maybe they can watch the games now if they cancel the wedding.
Which actually is a blessing in disguise.
My daughter has her birthday party this weekend.
Oh, is it canceled?
Well, not yet, because we don't know when weather's going to hit, but it's like 99% canceled.
You don't want her in a car?
Yeah.
Regardless of who's driving?
Because it was going to be like her and a bunch of her friends and going to a place in Dallas and then going out to dinner and...
It's done.
Yeah. There's no way that all of her friends' parents are going to be like, yeah, sure, just go and do whatever.
Yeah.
During Icemageddon.
The stupid, like, my kid has a tournament this weekend and they waited until yesterday to cancel
the Australian
it.
Open?
Yeah, he qualified for the Aussie Open.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Flights were ridiculous getting out of here, but, yeah, but the outfit was like, just, we need to wait until, cause we just don't know how bad the weather. I'm like, dude, it's gonna be 4 degrees, regardless if there's no precip. Cancel it. People wait way too long to cancel things, but you're right, Dave. Because there's so much money that goes into it prior any event.
Yeah. And you just don't know if your vendors are going to be hard asses. Like, I don't care.
We're going to be there.
Yeah. You paid for it. This is when it's going to be. And if you cancel, that's not on us.
I need this dude to call back with all the information.
Yeah.
I need to know everything. Yeah. Time, place, if your family's in town, if your family's out of town. All of it. I need to know everything.
Well, as far as his original question, yes. Though, I can't remember all my weddings. I don't think anything happened with the first one that was weird. I do remember there was a football conflict. I do remember there was a game going on. We got married on a Saturday, and there was a game going on that I think went to overtime or something that all the groomsmen were fired up about, and we were having to try and figure out how to watch it together. But the most recent one with my current wife, the only issue that we had is we ended up scheduling it for the exact same day as Junior Miller.
Oh, that's right.
Junior Miller got married on the exact same day as we did. Dang. Across town, he got married over in the Arboretum. We got married in Oak Cliff. And so they had
to go back and forth upgrading gift bags. To draw a crowd.
Well, it didn't work because we had the only ticket representation that we had at our wedding was Brian Damaris and, the Saroy brothers. Nobody else from the ticket. I mean, well, I had a number of ticket people that came to my first wedding, and so they were probably like, yeah, I've been there, done that.
What month were you married in?
November.
Was it around Thanksgiving or something?
No, it was like very beginning of November, like the 2nd.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, so everybody chose Junior over me.
My wedding was, and I've told this story before, chaos. One, so growing up in Arlington, people drove to Dallas for the wedding. So, I mean, most of the people that I knew at the wedding were from Arlington, driving in, parents, friends, you know, all that stuff, the people that you grew up with. And there was, this is before maps in 2000.
Well, they had maps.
No, on your phone. I mean, sorry.
GPS.
Yeah, before GPS.
This is before maps.
This is like Game of Thrones time. We had no maps. But yeah.
Just send a raven.
There was a wreck on 30 that shut down the highway. And so almost nobody made it for the actual wedding. Because my other goal was, it was a Catholic wedding, but I didn't want a full mass or anything.
Yeah, you wanted the express service.
Yeah, and when we got it, I was like, you get us in here, Deacon Rick, or Deacon Ken, sorry. Hi, Deacon Rick, too. Get us out of here in 25 minutes. And he did. And so...
So you didn't do Eucharist?
No. We saw everybody at the reception, though. That, and they were like, dude, you hear about the wreck? I'm like, yeah, I heard about the wreck. Well, the other thing was, it was the same day as Bedlam. This was in the fall. Again, we could only get to church a certain weekend. It was Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, and it was 2000, and it was the national championship year for OU. And so the Bedlam game, they're favored by like 40 or something. And Oklahoma State's winning the game the entire time, deep into the fourth quarter, right before the wedding hits. And I'm sitting there in my apartment with my dad, and we're watching the game in our tuxes. And I'm like, this is ruining my wedding. It's ruining it. If they lose, this wedding is going to suck. And we go, I leave. I have to go get pictures and all that crap. And then my cousins, are all in their cars listening to the game. And I see them all at the same time, like, exit the car, like, yes! And I was like, oh, they're like, you're good, man. I'm like, oh, whew! It's like tequila shot time. I was so nervous. So yeah, you schedule it when you can schedule it. I feel for the guy.
I hope this comes off in some kind of way, or they are able to get some grace from their venue and their vendors.
Yeah. And if you have an insane wedding story, we'd like to hear it too. So that's what the helpline is for. Thank
Best
you,
wishes
sir.
To this guy, but come on.
I just can't get
Look
over
at the schedule. Come on.
It's divisional weekend.
We have come far enough as a humanity.
That's
to
conference
not,
championship
to
weekend,
not
man.
Schedule oh, no, your no, weddings no. Over football games.
He would get mad if it was scheduled on Army-Navy.
No way. I'm not doing that.
They no forward passes. I'm okay with that one.
Hey, I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm going to get you high today. Because it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
The NFL playoffs are on the ticket. It's the NFC Championship game this Sunday at 5:30 as the Rams and Seahawks meet for the third time. And this time, the stakes could not be higher. The NFL is brought to you by Mullen & Mullen Injury Law Firm and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310. The Ticket.
This Tuesday, come see the Hardline at Buffalo Bros Sundance Square for your chance to win exclusive flight by Yingling Dallas Stars gear during the game and register for your chance to win a flyaway to see the Stars in Philly. Game tickets, airfare, and hotel. Flight by Yingling, proud partner of the Dallas Stars and the next generation of light beer. Enjoy responsibly.
Thank you, Mr. DJ. We'll look at the AFC contest here in a couple of minutes. But it is Friday, and it's a weird, weird day out there. As you feel like it's just this constant semi-drizzle that is coating the streets with a thick lacquer preparing to just freeze with added layers of sleet and snow coming later on, and it's just not going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, we have had many weather events here at the radio station. Matter of fact, I was trying to think, you remember the big lightning strike that the Musers incurred at Colonial? That may have been like year one.
I was going to say, that predates me for sure.
Year two, I can't, were you out there that time?
No, no. Yeah, I do remember having to lug equipment around the course, but I think it was a year or two after that.
Yeah, it's one of the more well-known scary things that we've had to deal with. And
see you later.
All right. Whoa! That's not good. Whoa! That is not good. I think it's time to head into the golf shop.
That
they were
is
outside
not good. With a giant antenna.
With a giant antenna. It's May when, you know, when Colonial and Nelson take place. It's our big storm season, and it was one of those mother of all lightning storms that rolled right over Colonial. Yeah, we've got this. We're sitting up in a tower right next to where the CBS tower was. Dude, were you around when we used to do that? We were next door to Pat Summerall.
I couldn't believe it. Yes. And
it's the craziest thing ever.
We're just doing our show while a dude's lining up a putt. And it was
loud and laughing.
Incredible.
Right. Pat's over there drinking scotch. You know, it's like, this is so cool. But yeah, they were up there when that storm rolled through. Play that one more time. Jim? Chumpy?
See you later.
All right. Whoa! That's good.
That is not good.
I think it's time to head into the
gun shop. I mean, the simultaneous thunderclap. Like, it was right next to them.
Yeah.
Just play Sugar Magnolia.
Always have Sugar Mag ready.
Or Truckin'.
Yeah, poor Truckin'. So anyway, we've had some big weather moments, and so I pulled some of my most favorite. One of them occurred on this show, and I probably listened to this. It's only a year old. But I probably listen to it once every few weeks. I've got it stored on my computer, and I look at it, and I'm like, this is a great way to start my day. If I'm in a bad mood, then I will play this. And this is whenever we were talking about, it's not really weather, but it's the eclipse, so there is weather involved. And we were a month away from the eclipse actually happening, and we were speculating on the time that it was going to take place and then the subsequent weather. And our fill-in producer, thank God, our fill-in producer that day was EA.
The only guy who can fill my shoes. EA.
Some say you fill his shoes.
Fair.
Yeah.
But he was, like, made for this moment.
I think you can fill his shoes with your shoes on.
Indeed. Indeed. You guys should live in his shoes. But, yeah, this moment is great. I mean, surely the sweet spot is going to be out there on the plaza and... There's going to be...
It's during their show?
Yes, Bob. They're from 1
No, no.
To 3.
What time specifically does it hit?
1. So it'll be during the mix.
You didn't need to lose your patience with me that fast.
I know they're new.
Who are they again? How dare you?
By the way, I have a weather report for April 8th.
Go ahead.
It's sunshine, so you will be...
The EA guarantee.
EA, that's a month away.
Are you looking at the Farmer's Almanac? What are you looking at?
AccuWeather, so they're accurate.
How's it looking in Augusta that day?
Wait a minute. This is AccuWeather, so it's accurate?
I mean, they wouldn't call themselves that if they were.
That's why they picked the name.
It's not Wild Guess Weather.
That's so great. You're looking 1 month into the future for weather in the state of Texas.
I'll tell you what, EA's changing the game in there.
Really?
Tell DJ to just extend his vacation.
AccuWeather.
It's sunshine.
My, you know, the underrated part of that is when he busts in, he just starts in on, you know, on our conversation, and it's total EA voice.
Yeah.
And he's like, I got a weather report.
What was that, EA?
And you hear me go, go on.
Oh, I have a weather report for April 8th.
Go ahead. Dude, I just love everything about that so much.
It is awesome.
One of the great moments that we pulled, there was a huge tornado that was expected to blow through at some point, and we were all monitoring Channel 8 with our buddy Pete Delkus. And Delkus, of course, is notorious and very open about taking his jacket off when the big storms are rolling through.
Yeah, he's got to roll his sleeves up.
Yeah, I mean,
he's hard at work.
It's pretty stereotypical for the weather guys to be like, look, this is my time. This is what I wear. It's fourth down. We got to get it here. I got to get serious about this. And so he's literally reading emails or something, because you hear him say Pete and he asked the question. And so to Delkus's credit, he rolls right along with it.
Gainesville's arrival time is 1 a.m. So the Gainesville arrival time is 1 a.m. Pete, is it jacket off weather tonight? Matt Brown. Matt?
Pardon?
Yep, pardon me?
Yeah.
Jacket off tonight, Matt. That's exactly right. Three. There it is, Jeanette Neera. 3 a.m. for Mesquite. There you go.
I love it. That guy, I like the guy.
Yeah, the producer
the guy in the
off
background.
Camera.
I was like, what?
He knew.
One more.
So.
Pete, is it jacket off weather tonight? Matt Brown. Matt?
Pardon?
Yep, pardon me?
Yeah.
Jacket off tonight, Matt. That's exactly right.
And then we had his assistant, not his assistant. She was a meteorologist here in town. She went to work for the Weather Channel.
She was not an, give her some credit. She didn't like pick up Pete's dry cleaning.
Way to go, Snake.
Colleen
Coyle.
She
was a professional.
She was really good. Good enough to get hired by the Weather Channel. And we had her on one time and we were talking about that and we got her to say that. I was like, well, what, you know, what do you think Pete's going to do tonight? You think it's because it's serious weather, jacket on or jacket off? She's like, oh yeah, jacket off for sure.
Well, she's my voice.
Okay. So.
Jacket off.
Yeah, there she is. So, skip to the last one because if you guys remember, and Dave, this was, I think the year before you joined the show. This was 2021 and it was Snowmageddon. So. Bob is at his house with no power. How were you doing the shows? Where did you go?
I don't know what you have here, but I certainly wasn't doing the show with no power. I was going in.
We couldn't, we were all doing it from our house at Snowmageddon. We couldn't, nobody could leave. But you were on the air the whole time. But you, maybe you had rolling blackouts. I don't know what it was.
I don't either.
But you definitely were without power.
Yes.
So we did our shows for that entire week. And there were, if you guys remember, it was multiple rounds. The first round hit and it was a foot of snow and ice and everything else. And then 3 days later, I think that was a Sunday. And then on Wednesday, another round came in. I've never seen anything like it here.
Yeah.
It was the polar vortex that went all the way down to the base of Texas, the tip of Texas, if you will.
Yeah, we were in our COVID apartment, and I think we were without power for 2-3 days.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Did you stay in there?
Yeah.
So anyway, we're all doing our shows from different places, and the Musers are doing their show. There's a good chance you guys have never heard this. And this is something that I was up listening to them early, and this was really early in their show, like in the 6 o'clock hour.
Mm-hmm.
And they were doing a story about, school closings that they saw. Not Michael Irvin school closings, but George had seen something on the crawl of his TV. And this is another thing that I listen to about once a month because I'm obsessed with it because it makes no sense, but it's real. And this discussion that they have about this certain school kills me every time.
Maybe.
And that was the most convenient way to open the barn door.
Hey, speaking of barns, okay, there's a lot of businesses and schools that are closed today. I was watching the closings going on the different channels this morning. You tell me if you think this is a fake school. Grandpa's Barnyard.
Yeah, Bob.
Yes, somebody's doing it.
Grandpa's Barnyard School closed Monday.
Okay.
Can you pause it?
Didn't.
Have you guys heard this?
No. Why does he sound like Deathbed Georgie?
Oh, because it's cold and everybody's sick and everything. Remember in that storm, the highs were like 6. It was the most unbelievable thing we've ever experienced here by far.
It was definitely something.
Okay, so do you guys think Grandpa's Barnyard School is real?
No, I'm going to say no.
Okay, go on.
Okay. Didn't the people at the TV station take note? Did you see it on a crawl?
Yeah. Well, it's on their website, too. It's on Channel 8's website.
Grandpa's Barnyard.
I bet they have a terrible football team.
I bet they do, too.
Hold on.
I hope that's a school. I hope that's not fake. I want to find out more about Grandpa's Barnyard School.
Is that where Danny's pig went?
Maybe.
Okay. Lo and behold, it's in Rowlett, Grandpa's Barnyard School.
Is it like a preschool? Sure enough, it's not like a high school.
Lord, and they got an old timey sign out front. Looks like an old general store.
Man, that's great.
They got breakfast.
They got breakfast too?
To the kids, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Here's a, on their website, got a nice mural painted on the wall in there
of Grandpa.
Animals. Oh, they got a whole play center inside. This has got to be like a preschool or something.
Okay.
No, it looks like elementary school kids. They're all sitting on the floor watching Woody Woodpecker. In the, if you're,
that's insane.
And I've been obsessed with Grandpa's Barnyard School ever since.
I regret to inform you.
Oh no!
That oh no!
Grandpa's Barnyard School is permanently closed.
Oh no! No!
What happened?
I always thought if I had a second family,
maybe
I would
they didn't survive Snowmageddon.
Yeah, Grandpa finally died. I always thought if
they
I had
buried
a second,
him in a snowdrift,
a second family, that I would have sent my kids to Grandpa's Barnyard School. It sounded fun. They're sitting around watching Woody Woodpecker.
Yeah, there was a daycare in Garland.
Like, that's the worst name ever for a school.
Yeah, I know, but like
usually you overrate like how much they're learning. Like, it's just they have these impossible names for the school that just suggest these are geniuses,
right?
Not Barnyard.
Grandpa already sounds like the laziest teacher that you could possibly get,
right? Yeah, like, I don't care.
And then
what
it's
you
a barnyard school, so they're just they'll learn how to feed chickens.
God, it makes me laugh so hard though, just hearing him initially say, "You guys ever heard of Grandpa's Barnyard School?" All right, there's a little Friday fun.